Hoppy, how are you?
JJ, I'm great. Thanks for having me back. Enjoying this cooler weather here and crank it up now for another weekend of football.
Without a doubt. No, it's going to be an outstanding weekend. We've got a lot of things to get into, and obviously we've had a big football game this past week with Auburn taking on Penn State. Folks were able to watch it on ABC, your station there, WTVM. So looking back at that Auburn and Penn State game, Hoppy, what stood out to you from the Tigers' perspective?
So two big takeaways for me, and unfortunately I haven't been able to catch you guys this week to get your opinions on this. The fade call was not my favorite on fourth and two.
It was nobody's favorite.
But I also, right. Sorry, I should have prefaced that. Goes without saying. But the two-yard run to Tank Bigsby, I'm not sure that would have been the answer either. So I'm going to say hold our horses here. Let's not overreact. I would have preferred to get Bo Nix out in space. That would have been my call, maybe some type of bootleg to have a guy like him either make a play on the ground or dish it off to the open man. But then I also say, hey, they had a chance to win. It was right about where the spread was. JJ, we talked before the game. This is how I felt it was going to go. You knew they'd hang in there. Ultimately, they could have won the game, so people are going to be upset. But when you think about it, first road test for this new regime, coaching staff, you got to feel okay, right? And the season's not over, so let's not panic. That's my big takeaway is I saw a lot of overreaction on Sunday, and I get it. It's SEC football. I know just how much it means. But, hey, it could have gone their way. It didn't. Let's see how they regroup with those two tough games looming after homecoming, which isn't exactly a cakewalk, but they should take care of pretty easily.
A good part of your coverage as well features the Georgia Bulldogs and, of course, Alabama. Your take on those two squads 3 weeks into the year?
Did Alabama get exposed last week? You know, that's a conversation we've had around this building, and one of my coworkers seems to think they did. I'm not so sure. We'll see how that defense looks against Ole Miss. The Lane train might just blow it up. And at that point, okay, I hear you. Now, Georgia, right now I think Georgia is the best team in the country. I think their defense is incredible. I think, sure, they haven't played a lot outside of Clemson, but it's not like South Carolina is the worst team in the country. I mean, they've given up one defensive touchdown all season long. I think Georgia's the best team in the country. I do think Auburn could give them fits at home. We've seen that before. I mean, that could be a tough game. Right now, that's the game I'm most looking forward to. But maybe the Dogs will find a way to screw it up. But right now, they look pretty good.
And Jonathan, talking about that Georgia team, obviously they've looked as good as they can through 3 weeks. But I was curious at all, relating it to that Florida and Alabama game. Obviously everyone's talking about how close it was for Alabama, but does that make that Florida-Georgia game in a month or so, does that feel to you that Florida's got a better shot in that game than maybe we first thought?
That would be my takeaway. I think Florida is a really good team. I think Dan Mullen, you know, this isn't a hot take, but Dan Mullen is well regarded as possibly the best play caller in the country. If you don't think he is, he's definitely in your top five. And even with the quarterback situation and Emory Jones not being a guy that people are totally in love with, they made it work and they came back from 21-3. You got to feel good about that. But I don't think Georgia will have a problem with Florida. And that's just a gut feeling I have. I think that is going to be a game where Georgia really comes out and puts it on the line. I could be wrong, but I'm just really high on this UGA team and all those weapons on offense as they continue to get healthy. You know, that the SEC East, right, a lot of Auburn fans are like, man, I kill for that schedule because you look at it and it's like, all right, you get Arkansas, you know, Kentucky. And sure, maybe the Razorbacks are going to be the real deal if they win this weekend, but it's still not the gauntlet that you're facing out here in the West.
Assess the three SEC quarterbacks that you cover so far this year, Hoppy.
You know, everyone always wants to talk about Bo Nix, and he's just such a pressure point in terms of conversation in this league. I know you guys talk about it ad nauseum, and it just seems like this year, too, it seems like every time you want him to say no to the haters and, hey, I'm actually really good, you know, it's like the Penn State game, right? His stat line wasn't great, but you felt like he played a little bit better than his stat line was, but he didn't, right? Because the numbers weren't there. So that's kind of the Bo Nix story for me. I'm a fan of his. You know, I do think there are some limitations, but I think in close games, I do trust him, and that's why I would have, and I guess they did put the ball in his hand. So I'm still team Bo Nix. I'm definitely not calling for TJ Finley to be in the mix right now. I mean, I'm riding with Bo. I'd love to hear what you guys think about
that. No, exactly. Yeah, for sure. We're all still riding with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's your guy, right? I mean, he's proven that he can play.
Way too early to pull the trigger and switch things up.
And that's my thing about Auburn is, you know, I read all this stuff in the paper and all these comments online, and it's just like, really? Like, are we really doing this to Brian Harsin after one loss? I mean, the guy took his team on the road in a really tough environment, and they played well. And they had the one turnover that seemed to cost him, but they only had one turnover. I mean, I can go on and on about a lot of good things, and you want to keep the standard high, right? Like, that's the deal with Auburn football is the standard, okay? But if you're realistic for a second and you take a step back, you know, you should be able to feel pretty good. I'm getting sidetracked because I'm very passionate about that. Bryce Young has been great. I don't see him having problems at all. I think for Bama, it's going to be more of the defense. And then for Georgia, it's just kind of a weird situation when JT doesn't play in the second game. Stetson Bennett looks good. Then he comes in the third game and throws a pick right away. It's just like, man, so that would make you feel good as a Dogs fan because you know that there's no controversy there, and there definitely should not be.
Jonathan Hoppe from WTVM is joining us here on Sports Call today. Again, check him out on TV and follow him on Twitter at JAHop23. So let's talk about things happening regionally in the area that you guys cover quite well. Game of the week this week, pretty good one. Central and Opelika playing some high school football. You guys have outstanding high school football coverage. What else can you tell us, Hoppe, about this one?
Well, it's one of the oldest rivalries in East Alabama. It's a non-region game. As you know, the whole state is pretty much non-region, except a couple of rare exceptions. But this one just has all the history to it. You know, you've got Patrick Nix coaching at Central, Eric Speakman at Opelika. You know, you kind of get that Auburn-Opelika feel with this game. And then you go back to think Pinson Valley when Nix was there. You know, he played Speakman in Opelika. So these coaching staffs know each other very well. Caleb Nix, man, that offense for them, for those that don't know, Bo's brother Caleb is the Central quarterback playing under Bo's dad, former Auburn legend Patrick. But, hey, people probably know that.
Yeah.
And if you watch that game, he has got weapons on offense. And, unfortunately, their running back Jordan Moultrie is down with an injury. But it's just next man up at Central. That is a power in Phoenix City. We love covering them and seeing what they can do. And then Opelika, they lose two games to start the year to defending state champ Callaway and runner-up Auburn, two close games. Now they've won three region games. They've got studs, too. They could put up a fight. Central hasn't really been tested until last week when they won a close region game at Enterprise. So if Central looks ahead to Auburn High next week, that's a bad idea. This could be a quasi-trap game, you might say, but at the end of the day, Opelika should earn enough respect from Central so that doesn't happen.
So we definitely don't want Central to look ahead to next week. You need to make sure, as you're saying, you take care of business each and every week. I want you to do that, though. I want you to look ahead to next week because that is a big, big, big time game between yeah. Auburn High and Central. How do you see that one playing out?
Man, you know, in the rankings right now, 7A rankings, you've got Auburn third, Central fourth. And you think Auburn gets the nod because they were the better team last year. But, you know, folks around there know that hasn't always been the case. It's been Central that's won the region titles up until last year for a few consecutive years. This is by far the biggest game in our area in the regular season. When you talk 7A football, what these two powers have done, I go back and forth on this because ultimately we haven't really seen Keith Etheridge and his team tested all too much to start the year with Auburn. Central, we've seen a little bit more of a test. They played Peach County, a power out of Georgia. Enterprise is a really good 7A team. Auburn's had some big wins, don't get me wrong, and they're undefeated as they deserve to be. But we're going to see what they are made of against Central, and that game is at the Duck. So that should be a big advantage for them. And that place is rocking for any game, and you know that next Friday night, that is the place to be.
No doubt. Let's close with this. For tonight, NFL, our Carolina Panthers are on the football field. Aside from Christian McCaffrey, who finds the end zone tonight?
Dan Arnold.
We need that.
Darnold to Arnold. Going into the year, man, I thought that was going to be like, our tight ends still kind of stink. But I don't know. That guy's pretty good. Ian Thomas doing his thing. He had a touchdown earlier. Don't get me going, JJ. I told you, you know, we beat the Saints, and here we are. I am a little bit worried, though, right? Third-string quarterback, are they going to – they can't sleep on him.
Right. This feels like the game that it's – oh, how did you get that one right? Yeah,
right.
I hope they take care of business.
I'm telling Auburn fans not to overreact. If we lose this game, man, I'm overreacting. I'm angry because this first part of the schedule is a cupcake, and they need to take advantage.
Look, I was thinking that you would go wide receiver there, either DJ Moore or Robbie Anderson, someone like that. But going with Dan Arnold, I like that pick.
Yeah, you put me on the spot.
And I have to say non-McCaffrey because he would have been the obvious answer if I just say Hoppy, who scores a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, North Turner and Ron Rivera got too much slack there for playing McCaffrey. I think Rule and Brady might play him more.
There
my
you go.
God, I mean, give my man a rest.
Yeah. And look, if people don't, the tight end's name is Dan Arnold. The quarterback's name is Sam Darnold. Like, Darnold to Arnold is just way too good. I almost messed it up right there. Hat off to McMixon for what he does.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting situation. I'm glad I'm not calling these games, though. That's pretty much a nightmare.
Hoppy, you're the best. Tell us a little bit more about the day-to-day coverage going on right now at WTVM and why people should keep their eyes on their television sets with you guys.
Yeah, so we're all over these big region high school football games as they crank back up next week. The Georgia games, there's still some region games. We've got action tonight. We're all over it, and we're going to continue to cover the colleges, too. Always hang out with us Saturday night. We'll run through the Georgia, Auburn, Alabama, everything you need to know condensed to about 5 minutes.
Perfect. You're the best. We appreciate it. We talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, JJ. You guys have a good one.